Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Dr. A. Truadia, filling in for Mr. Daniel Bergman and others. Hey, golly, it's just a pleasure to be with you here today. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thanks so much to the Power Hour team for allowing me to come on and to, again, just voice what I feel is a voice of reason. It's an opinion, perhaps, but I think it's much more than that. It's researched opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and a culmination, if you will, of literally decades of intensive research. Let me, again, those of you who know who I am and have emailed me, yes, I am literally, my name is True. It's not a typo. It's not an assumed name. My birth certificate is T-R-U-E. It has it on there, yes. I am Truot. I am speaking the truth, and folks, it may not be popular to hear the truth, as George Orwell wrote famously so many years ago, in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And sometimes the truth is hard to swallow. Sometimes it's upsetting. And it's in direct proportion, I submit, to the level in which people have adopted and brought into their lives the lie itself. Because, you see, if you're living a lie, you're living in fear. Fear never, never has a place when you have the truth as your ensign. I would like to, you know, in putting together a script, I invited a guest. I actually put out a couple of feelers to a couple of different guests. They never materialized. That's okay. Thanks, Catherine, for your help, for trying to get a guest on to concentrate, if you will, on the terrain theory versus the germ theory of Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur came across, and I got to tell you, folks, if you research the life of Louis Pasteur and the germ theory, you find it connected to a group of international Kabbalists called Freemasonry. That is a key thing I want to talk about here tonight, today. And I'm hearing it now. Freemasonry is not really a problem in the world. It's just a group of wonderful people. They may wear funny hats, but they have all these great hospitals. They have all these great service organizations. And yeah, for the most part, that's true. 90%+ of Freemasons in the world are just flat out not aware of what's going on in the higher echelon, the 33rd degree and above. And that's the problem. It's an absolute filtering agency, if you will, a fraternal group, a filtering of the highest level of Satanists that's really controlling the world. I mean, literally, you want to talk about conspiracies. This is no conspiracy theory. And it's not that at all. It's conspiracy fact. It's historical fact. And if you can understand that one thing, folks, you can understand how the pieces in the puzzle fit together. And so, yes, I need to focus on that. I need to focus on the Word of God in the Holy Bible. Because believe it or not, whether you're a believer or not, whether you believe that God exists, whether you're an atheist, you know, you have the right to be wrong if you're an atheist. You have the right to be wrong if you're a liberal Democrat who believes in secular humanism. You know, unfortunately, you have the right to be ignorant and stupid, okay? You do have that right, but, you know, hey, the reality is, folks, there's more to this existence in this plane that we live in, this physical plane, where we divide it into camps of left versus right, Democrat versus Republican, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what it's about, folks. Their spiritual world is real. The spiritual realm is real. When you draw your last breath, as Joyce Riley has done, Joyce Riley, the founder of the Power Hour, she's moved on to a different existence. We all do that, folks. That's the grim reality. The grim reaper, so to speak, will visit everyone. I don't know if anybody has gotten out of this world alive. Mortal man. Well, with a caveat. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. He passed into the spirit world, but 3 days later, the scripture tells us was indeed resurrected, reborn, came to give us life. That's the great message. That's the good news. Is it fiction? Is it mythology? Is it a fairy tale? Folks, I submit that the more you study and understand the Satanism behind Freemasonry, the more you understand and the more you read about the authors like Aleister Crowley, 33rd degree Mason, folks, the Grand Satan, 666, he called himself the Beast. The more you see his society he established, the Order, Templus, Orientis, OTO, the more you study that, the more you see the tentacles of this octopus going into what's called the Communist Party. I have right here in my hand a great book by researcher Richard Wurmbrand, an absolutely incredible little book, simply called Marx, Karl Marx, yes, Marx and Satan by Richard Wurmbrand. I highly recommend this. You get a hold of this book while it's still available. Karl Marx, quote, "I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. The idea of God is the keynote of a perverted civilization. It must be destroyed." I don't need to say a whole lot more than that. Karl Mordecai Marx. Look at this whole story. Richard Wurmbrand goes and documents this. See, Karl Mordecai, changed his name to Karl Marx, was at one time in his life a believer. But he made a deal, an absolute blood pact with Satan himself. Satan and Karl Marx. The hammer and the sickle of Soviet communism, the communist Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Where do you think Aleister Crowley's focus went? Behind the wall, you see the Great Wall of China, where the dragon is supreme. Order of the Temple of the Orient. That's what it means, order, OTO. And it was established in a powerful way in the Orient, the Chinese mainland. And that's where it's flourished. And if you don't understand one thing, folks, I hope this is sinking into those who have ears to hear and a heart that loves the truth. I hope I can connect some dots on this broadcast to you today. I'm not going to just talk about headlines. We can do that. But I got 2 hours to try and bring home to you probably the most important message for the next year and a half to 2 years you can ever hear. Because the message is not good, folks. The message is a dose of reality, and you may get upset with your cognitive dissonance, thinking it's okay. Donald Trump is out there. He's going to run again in 2024. We're going to be just fine. We're going to be just hooray, hooray. Folks, no. Trump is part of the problem. This is Biden is part of the problem. It's a two-headed snake. Look at the eagle symbol of Freemasonry. You got two heads coming out. You have the thesis and the antithesis. You have the left. You have the right. And the pendulum swings for the hypnotism of the masses. You can't look past that. You have to look past that to the word, the one. The one, capital O-N-E, the one. You can repeat what Karl Marx, his big quote that's in this book, front and center, Marx and Satan by Richard Wurmbrand, W-U-R-M, Wurmbrand. I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. See, there is one way to heaven, one path, one staircase to heaven, not multiple paths, one. And there is one adversary, primarily the supreme commander, as he calls himself, in the head of Freemasonry. Call him the supreme commander. He's the one that you see dominates and directs all the legion. So there's an army, folks. 33 is a special number. It's one-third. One-third of the hosts of heaven, you see, according to the Holy Bible. the one book. One third of these hosts of heaven fell, came out of heaven. These are heavenly angels that have fallen, that have come to earth. That's the significance of 33%, the 33rd degree of Masonry. And if you really understand the entire picture, folks, and again, I'm going to try and give you an overview and then try to delve in as we come into the breaks and give you the references to prove this. You see, the grand plan is to bathe the earth in death and destruction, and one-third of the earth must die, according to the planners of the coming new age, the new Green Deal, yes. Folks, it's not good news. And the primary target is the West. Why? Because the West is mostly where the Christian world is the foundation of America, especially. One-third of the entire Earth's population must be destroyed, according to many, many high Masonic writers. Many. Dozens. Dozens of them. That is the agenda. How are they going to do it? Well, it's unfolding, as you know. And now, folks, the reality is this, and for what it's worth, again, don't get mad at the messenger. I'm just telling you what is the facts, giving you a dose of reality. America is great, according to many of the early writers in the 1800s, because America is good. Traditionally, America is indeed has been one nation under God, under one God. That's why America is great, because America is good. America is good because we have been and are proud to be called a Christian nation, founded on Christian principles of the people. We, the people, the republic, are we the people. God gives us, the one God gives us our inalienable rights as espoused in the amendments to the Constitution, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to free speech, the right to have a radio show, the right to be a voice on that radio show, and more importantly, the right to worship God by the dictates of our own conscience. That is inalienable rights enshrined in the First Amendment. The Founding Fathers knew it was important to have that number one because a religion is important. This is all what we're about. We have strayed as a nation away from that basic precept. We have allowed through 501c3 and IRS subsection, a godless subsection, by the way, put out by a grand Jesuit by the name of Lyndon Baines Johnson. He has trained, received his law degree from as a Jesuit in the Georgetown University of Washington. That's Lyndon Baines Johnson. He's the one that authored the 501c3 religious exemption. And when he became president after JFK, fact is, LBJ made it very, very commonplace for the nation's churches to be licensed by the IRS. Oh my goodness, you say anything that we don't want you to say, if you're not politically correct, you're going to lose your ability to function as a licensed church. Just like a medical doctor cannot come out against COVID or risk losing his or her license, you see. It's all about government control. And the minute that we went into the 501c3 designation is, oh my goodness, what the most famous radio broadcast I think I've ever heard and replayed many times is the rest of the story by Paul Harvey. 1964, Paul Harvey, on a radio, national radio broadcast, declared, if I were the devil, here's what I would do. I submit he was focusing on the very fact of the 501c3 and taking over and subverting the voice of individual independent pastors who will hold government accountable, not the other way around. From that point, you see, I'm telling you, we entered iceberg-strewn waters. If America, the ship of state, is the great and unsinkable Titanic, a great and good ship. We were entering iceberg-filled waters of the North Atlantic full steam ahead, and we largely refused the warnings put out by people like Paul Harvey on national radio. You see, we allowed government to dictate to churches, which was extremely important violation of our First Amendment. That's restricting religion is definitely unconstitutional. And yet, look what we have today. We have the vast majority of churches in America are not only silent about what's going on in this country, but are actual part of the problem, promoting the problem. And I know that's not popular. Boy, I know. Oh, these big mega churches, all these people preaching Jesus. Yeah, well, Jesus is there and he can save you. Oh, but there's a whole lot more to the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, than what is preached by these prosperity preachers and feel-good Jesus preachers, okay? Because there's a lot of the Bible that talks about what's happening right now and the death and destruction, the overflowing scourge, the great tribulation. And, you know, wow, most Christians have been dumbed down and don't read their Bible. They don't understand the word. And they really believe, a lot of Christians, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this show right now, are saying, Jesus is so great, he's got me covered. He's going to call me up to the clouds in the pre-tribulation rapture, and I'll be safe in his arms. Oh, no, folks. That's from a 33rd degree Mason Gulf Schofield, who bought the Schofield Bible and altered God's word and propagated this rapture term to people to believe in and get them into a form of fatalism where they don't make a stand. It doesn't matter because we're going to be raptured up. Folks, that's devilish. There is nothing in Scripture. None of the early church fathers and founders coming back from the days of Paul and Peter have never taught that. Never. Oh, Dr. Otwell, it's in Thessalonians. We'll come and meet the king. Well, yeah, well, that's misinterpreted. Look in the Greek. It was customary for the king of Israel returning to the city for the inhabitants to come out and meet him and put out praises in the air. And that's what the term means, to meet the king in the air by praises, by worshipful songs. That's what it's talking about. Nowhere does it say the king will bring all the people to him and bring him to safety in the air. That's ridiculous. But it has become mainstream theology to many, many churches, unfortunately. So people say, well, I don't need to care about this. The COVID vaccine, it's okay because, you know, these scientists are part of a government. The government is ordained of God because I have listened to my 501c3 pastor who tells me to follow Romans 13, that the government is ordained of God. And if we disobey government, we will be damned. Well, that's not, boy, you see that the absolute misinterpretation of Scripture, folks. Now, I've debated this with many Christian pastors, and to count, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five different churches have told me to leave the congregation because I am a brigand. I am bringing false information because I expose Revelation 13 for what it is. Folks, read it. The first verse of Revelation chapter 13 simply says, all souls, all human beings are subjected to one, to a higher power, a higher power, and that's God alone. That's the underlying statement for all this. Governments are souls. They're made of human beings, I would hope, not aliens. But the human beings are all subject, all souls are subject to God. That's the premise of Romans 13, oh my goodness. And so when government starts to issue unlawful, ungodly, unscriptural doctrines, we the people have the right to not submit to that. That's the whole context of Romans 13. And so it's been so twisted by these hirelings, these paid people that are so worried about their money that they suck up to the IRS and the 501c3 that they run away when the wolf enters the sheep. And believe me, the wolf in sheep's clothing, the multiple wolves have entered the sheep, the flock. For the most part, they're pastors of this great, once great nation, are asleep at the switch. It's okay. We have to submit to government. We have to be a good citizen. No. No. If we're really understanding and know God, if we know Jesus of Nazareth, we'll understand that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel himself before King Darius. This comes a time when you say, no, I will not bow down and I will not worship that Baal altar. I will not do it. I will go into the fiery furnace and there'll be one in there with me, another one in the furnace to keep me safe. And that, folks, is the reality of God's grace. But see, we've lost that as a whole. We see HBO come out with the Game of Thrones, wildly popular worldwide. I don't know how many years it ran, 6 or 7, culminating with, again, the Night King trying to steal the souls of all living humans. Folks, my message today, I want to call this radio broadcast COVID the Night King. COVID the Night King is what we're talking about, because this is the coming devilish Night King. The vaccination itself is the Night King. Are we going to stand against it? Are we going to win this battle? That's your choice. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. I'm Dr. H. Ruoff. This is, again, the Power Hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. So such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
And we're back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. I'm once again your guest host, Dr. A. True Atias, coming to you live from the mountains of Ogden, Utah. Yeah, the beautiful state of Utah. So folks, I said before the break, the ship of America, to use a euphemism or a metaphor, entered some very treacherous waters back in the 1960s at the death of President JFK and LBJ taking over the realms because of, again, the 501c3 Jesuit plan. Now, folks, when I talk about the Jesuits, I'm not talking about a specific sect. I'm talking about an overarching part of the Freemasonic pyramid, if you will. If that's what it is, a structural pyramid. At the top of the pyramidal food chain, you have a group called the B'nai B'rith that goes from the Templars of Jerusalem and goes into, again, the Jewish synagogues. The B'nai B'rith is the highest level. Now, again, I'm not casting aspersions on the Jewish people per se. It's not them that's the problem. Jewish people are just like Mormons, Catholics, other Americans, and even the run-of-the-mill Freemason. They really just don't know. They're living their lives. They're concerned citizens like most people, and they have no axe to grind. But at the top level, the B'nai B'rith Freemasonic power structure, the chief rabbi, it's the same, by the way, the same priesthood that crucified Christ, that conspired to crucify Christ. Yeah, that's a conspiracy, folks, to crucify Christ on the cross. Make no mistake. You see, from there we have the Society of Jesus. They take upon the name of Jesus, but they are the Jesuit order. They are ruled by a person called the Black Pope. So you have the B'nai B'rith, the absolute ruling power in Jerusalem since the Knights Templar days, B'nai B'rith, Jesuits, basically the top of the food chain. So we see the Jesuit order conspiring, you know, to break down and to divide and conquer America. We see the Jesuit order, yes, trying to destroy this nation during the American Civil War. We have pro-slavery forces fighting against anti-slavery forces. We have General Robert E. Lee, a very devout Christian gentleman who never went into any battle without having a massive prayer session in a prayer tent with no less than 5 to 7 pastors leading prayer with his leaders, his military leaders, his adjutants, his lieutenants, his... I mean, that's what Robert E. Lee was all about. So we got Robert E. Lee, the Fox General, of the Confederacy going against McClellan and U.S. Ulysses S. Grant and others who march under the song Battle Hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. We have Christians fighting against Christians, father against sons, brothers against brother. Who do you think benefited from that? Yeah, the Jesuit order, folks, the Pope. You see, because the Pope doesn't want the truth of the Holy Bible, of Jesus himself. See, this is why the Roman Catholic Church as a whole, the Pope in Rome, made it a death penalty for the common man to have a Bible. Fact, folks. Only the priest, the high priestly class, were allowed to have the Holy Bible and teach out of it. The common man was not. And so you see, again, this is why it was so important for the founding fathers in the First Amendment is to establish that the government will not establish religion. They want the Bible to be freely given. And boy, that was the worst thing the Jesuit order, the high Masonic Freemasons could want. They had to fight against that. And so we have the issue. Who assassinated Abraham Lincoln? John Wilkes Booth, a Jesuit, a Mason. Pictures of him with a Masonic hidden hand? Yes. Oh, this is wild conspiracy theory, Dr. Ott. No, it's fact. It's historical fact. We have now sitting in the White House a Jesuit, Joseph Biden. We have Kamala, Comrade Kamala, a Jesuit. In a speech, as quite a few years ago, she came out and said, yes, I'm trained Jesuit. I'm fully loyal to the Jesuit order of Loyola. Oh, they must be the enemy then, right? Well, look who they replaced. Look at President Trump. If you think he's not a problem, you don't see the big picture. You see Donald J. Trump, with all of the things he did for conservatism and for this and for that, the bottom line is he's high-level Freemason, ladies and gentlemen. You do not rise to billionaire status in New York City without the full endorsement of the Kosher Nidra, the B'nai B'rith, Jared Kushner's group, and the whole group. I mean, folks, that's just reality. And he run against who? Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Who do you think they are? What do you think back then? How does Rose Law Firm, Hillary Clinton attorney, come in to become a senator in New York from backwater Little Rock, Arkansas? Oh, well, Little Rock, Arkansas just happens to be one of the epicenters of Albert Pike, the Grand Dragon of Freemasonry. If you don't see the big picture, you're going to not get into the lifeboats. Because I'm here to tell you, folks, this great ship of America has hit the iceberg, and we are taking on water. I'm facing reality, folks. I don't believe now that the Titanic can be saved. This great ship is sinking. The question now is, will you make it into the lifeboats? Will you have your life preserved and be picked up and start again on a fresh shore somewhere else? That's the reality that I see it, folks. I hate to be a bearer of bad news. But we're so entrenched with such a massive disinformation and false campaign. And well-meaning people just, I'll just tell you, folks, it's about dividing and conquering. The right now, about half of America has been vaccinated with the COVID-19 destructive vaccine. Now, is it really that bad? Yes, folks, it is. It's altering your DNA. If you've taken this vaccine, listen to the show right now. I'm sorry, but there's not a doggone thing anybody can do for you. That toxic brew, that witch's brew, that in fact made by Satanism witchcraft. is now altering your very DNA and turning you into one of the army of the Night King, the COVID-19. Folks, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this this is part of, again, this HBO series, Game of Thrones. And we are really in a Game of Thrones here. This I watched that series because it was so symbolic. Made by the Illuminati heads, Freemasonic heads. I mean, they like to tell you what's really going to happen. And, yeah, it's metaphoric. And it's supposed to be fiction, but it's not really fiction, okay? We are facing off with an absolutely overwhelming army, and it's going to get worse. I'm just telling you. I say this because the script is written, and the demons are in charge. This is, again, proof that Jesus of Nazareth is Lord. Why? Why do I say that? Well, you see, because he allows this to happen. He gave this to John the Revelator in the island of Patmos. It's called the Book of Revelation. It's all there, folks. Jesus himself in the Gospel of, well, all the Gospels, actually, but Matthew 24, the Great Tribulation, says there'll be such death and destruction that the world has never seen, no, never will ever see again. People say, well, these theologians that I've debated this with and said, oh, well, the destruction of Titus and the Roman legions, where a million Jews were killed, that was the desolation of abomination, or abomination of desolation, as you want to call it. I said, no. It didn't affect the whole world. Jesus is talking about a coming event where the entire world will be affected. Yeah, a third of the world will die. It's the Book of Revelation. That didn't happen back in 70 AD, folks. It didn't. It's coming. The very fact this is unfolding should drive you to the arms of Jesus, because that's your only safe place. Let me tell you where I'm focusing on this. In the second hour, I want to just, again, you may accuse me of preaching, but that's okay, because the only answer to this, the solution, is found in the pages of the Holy Bible. You have to understand that book to understand how you can survive these coming times. And I'd be amiss if, you know, if I'm a radio host teaching you or telling you what I believe without showing solutions to the problem. Yesterday, Jesuit Biden, I mean, come on, he should be in a rest home somewhere, you know, playing racquetball or pickleball or shuffleboard. But he shouldn't be a head of state. I mean, he's so bumbling, and it's just sad, really. But he's, you know, what can I say? In a press conference yesterday, this is put out tweet by ABC News. Actually, it was done on the 4th of May, on Tuesday. Listen to this. I hope you can hear it. I don't know how to transfer it in directly, but I'm going to just play the clip for you, and hopefully you can hear it just fine. Here we go. Here's President Biden.
If this state is not acceptable, the next state needs to be reported. How much more conservative for 100 days?
Well, I think in one sense it's easier in that it's up to convincing the American people rather than guaranteeing that we have the supply from them. So that was really hard. It was really hard to get from, that old expression, 0 to 60 miles an hour. It was getting very hard to get from a very low count to 600 million vaccines and then set up all the logistics. But I think what's going to happen, that's my prayer, that more and more people who get vaccinated are going to be listening to people who they love and are around, and they're going to say, why don't you just go ahead and do it? And there's some evidence we still had a good dose of vaccine being administered the last 2 weeks, and it's still moving. But we know we're going to get to a place where the doubters exist, or the people who just are, I don't want to say lazy, just not sure how to get to where they want to go. It's going to be hard. So we're going to keep at it. We're going to keep at it. And I think the end of the day, most people will be convinced by the fact that their failure to get the vaccine may cause other people to get sick and maybe die.
Mr. President.
Did you hear that? If you didn't hear it, let me restate it. This is again tweeted by ABC News, May 4th. You didn't probably hear the question. This Karen, the press conference, asked about the next phase of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, the ritual. Biden said at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, here is the final thing that's going to push people over the edge. Quote, most people will be convinced by the fact that their failure to get the shot, the vaccine, may cause other people to get sick and die. There you have it, folks. The COVID-19 speaking the truth. Here's what I've said from the beginning of this whole debacle. Okay, the vaccine is going to be infinitesimally worse than the phantom virus. Did I see a phantom? Yeah, I did, folks, because the terrain theory is simple. Is simply this: you do not catch a virus. You catch bacteria. You do not catch a virus. Viruses are so small. They're inanimate. They're solvents, folks. The very definition of a virus, if you try to look it up in Biology 101, is simply messenger RNA surrounded by a protein sheath. And where do you get these viruses? Your body makes them. Your virome. Your virome is a part of your genome. Your virome manufactures a plethora of many different viruses. You cannot catch a coronavirus from a bat. You can't catch a virus, okay, from eating contaminated bat virus-laden soup. The bat has to bite you. It has to inject it into your bloodstream. Ah, it goes back to the Game of Thrones. How in the world does the zombie army of the Night King, they have something injected into them? A spell, a witchcraft spell to make them the living dead, you see. It's very real. The science is there. This is not fiction. Zombie apocalypse is something that, as we speak right now, the CDC in Atlanta, but FEMA are marshaling, and they're doing exercises for the coming zombie apocalypse. How to make safe centers, how to quarantine people from getting bitten, if you will. They're doing it right now. I'm not making this up, folks. If this is all fiction, why are they doing these exercises? They know what's coming. They know what's coming, but you, the people, we, the people, for the most part, do not have no clue. We're being sucked into this, oh, get the vaccine, it's safe and effective. Why in the world would you need to have all these public service announcements, these PSAs, for people like John Legend, all these icons? Take your shot. The NBA games that are playing, oh, take your shot. It's your shot. Take it, take it. You're going to sink the shot. Take the shot. Roll up your arm. Roll up your sleeve. Expose your arm. Get your shot. And then we see Biden now. This is what's going to be rolled out, folks. Make no mistake. When people start exhibiting AIDS-like symptoms because their immunity is shot because of this messenger RNA attacking the very process that produces viruses in your body, which is the first chain of your entire immune system, what do you think notifies your white blood cells to start producing vectors to raid the body of infections? What do you think activates macrophages? You probably haven't even heard of macrophages. These are the disease eaters, both the germ eaters, the bacteria, harmful, toxic eaters. They eat up the harmful toxins, okay? It's your viruses that are produced through a polymerase enzyme chain reaction. Hello? All the PCR test is doing is showing the level of activity of your body vis-a-vis the level of toxicity in your body from whatever source, whether it's a 5G radiation that's causing the cells to become leaky and stressful. But the solvents are needed to be produced to cleanse the body from these toxins, to dissolve them, to get them out of your body. That's what it does to the lymph system. And you have phlegm in your throat, you cough it up, you hack it up, you throw it out, and you go to the bathroom and you're done. 10 days. That's the body's cleansing system. That's the terrain theory in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. No, Big Pharma, run by the Freemasons, the secret society, the secret religion, folks, the Big Pharma, which in the Greek, pharmakia, is interpreted as sorcery in the Holy Bible, folks. By their sorceries, you see, they control the people by pharmakia, by the means of it. This is where it all comes from. You see, they're injecting not a toxin, an agent, a CRISPR agent to edit your very DNA. First of all, to stop the body's ability to produce viruses. Because guess what? With the science, they're saying we want everybody to have 100% passing of the PCR test. We don't want anybody to produce viruses. We're going to rid the body of viruses. Viruses are the enemy. Viruses are poisonous. Viruses are deadly. Folks, that is absolutely, there's lies, and then there's damned lies. This is the damnedest lie of all, that viruses are harmful to you. They are not. They are not. Unless they're injected into you, as in the case of rabies, human immunosuppressant viruses, a chimera lab virus, HIV, attacks the very mechanism of the body's immune system to give you into full-blown AIDS where you die of a simple little salmonella infection because you have no ability to fight it off. See, this is what's happening. There's going to be, probably by the midsummer, I want people to remember this and mark this date down, May 6th. On the Power Hour, Dr. A. Truat predicted this. I'm not prophesying. I know science, folks. After 5 to 6 months, people will start exhibiting that have been vaccinated. From starting in January, with our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, our EMTs, our firemen and women, they'll start exhibiting what's called ADE, AID, another form of AID. People will start dropping dead from simple things. And as you heard Biden just say, you're going to blame that on the unvaccinated. He spilled the beans there, folks. At the end of the day, that's what they're going to be telling you. People are dying because this is a mutated form of the virus. It's mutated. And it's all because we haven't gotten herd immunity. We don't have 96% of the population vaccinated. Oh, my God. That's the agenda, folks. It's going to be rolled out this summer. And wait for another roll of lockdowns in the fall because people will also be turned. Why do you think there has to be two shots? There's two separate mRNA structures. That's why. The first one will attack that part of your genome that manufactures viruses. The second vaccine will target your VMAT2, VMAT2. That stands for vesicular monoamine transport gene. That VMAT2 gene is also called the God gene. I'm telling you, folks, following the Genome Project from 1990, at the Clinton administration to its culmination in George W.'s 2003 White House, I followed this. That's what I'm talking about in the first hour, first part of the segment. This is my research. I know all about the genome findings. I followed everything about it. They discovered in 2001 the VMAT2 function strongly. Found out what it is. It's called the God gene because it has the number structure to program into your whole brain, the central nervous system, connections to God or not, okay? Genetically, if you don't have this functioning VMAT2 gene, you really won't have a functioning frontal lobe, and you really won't have a spiritual experience. You will not have a connection to God Almighty. Now, you can exercise that faith scientifically, folks. They've shown this. People that have had an experience with deity, had a road to Damascus experience, and the VMAT2 gene becomes suddenly, bow, activated. It's in your genome. It activates you, and guess what? It causes a genetic change. Yes, a born-again experience. Your cells, your genetics actually change. Well, you're not hearing this in any science magazine because it's secular humanism. Will be exposed as nonsense. You can have a new existence, a new cellular structure, a born-again experience. It's all tied on an active, functioning VMAT2 gene. What if I were the devil, as Paul Harvey said, what if I were the devil, I found a way that I could not only confess that, but cut it out completely? Would I do it? You bet I would. You bet your bottom dollar I would. We're going to take a break. This is the Power Hour, folks. This is your host, Dr. H. Terrell. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.